Yvamasa Mukhtes continued 69 Yvamas continued Lamar Lamar Al Alaf Aitav Shilamov March 2nd, 1976 Tuesday.
Very little advice of his son came to him, so he gave advice to his son to follow the majority.
No, that's something else. That's in Mishnah Nevi'ahs. That's in some other Tanya. Something else, in regard to something else. So he told his son that he should not be neyik like his father, but like the rabbi. But he himself, he had the right to be neyik like himself. Now, so that's another shaila. So why did he himself have the right? So it could be that over there it wasn't b'may medechot. Over there it wasn't b'may medechot. So Mimele vis-a-vis son. So he said they should follow the rabbi. But vis-a-vis himself, so he said he certainly had the right to act in accordance with his own view. One second. Kedalai chavecho. Omalei ini mafkid. Omalei shemu yilo motosabi. Omalei lav. Masecho yikavucho. Masecho yichako. Alright, but it's not in connection with Rabbi Zalman. Alright. Now, the Gemara. Toshma. Dafidale gamdal. Aval pi sheilo isri. Veilo matiri. Lo nimio. Bishamay miliso noshim bisilel. Velo bisilom bisham. Yamre bishleim eloyosu mishim ochel nimiu. So if loyosu bishamay kibreim, so in other words, so that means that bishamay succumbed to bisilel. So that's why it's loynimiu. Bisloynimiu el yamre tosu amay loynimiu bishleim bishamay bisilel loynimiu. Because let's say Beisirel held that the Tzoras Abbas is Asur Otriyom. So that means she was Muteres Lishuk without an Echlit. But according to Bishamai, if any such Tzoras Abbas got married Lishuk, so according to Bishamai, so they were even the love of Lishiyah Ishis HaMesachutz Olinzo. And then if they had a child, so it's a Vlad of Chayu Olam. Vlad of Chayu Olam is not a Mamzer. So that's the reason as to why that Bishamai did not refrain from marrying the children of Bisilel. I mean those children, the offspring of the Tzoras Abbas Lishuk, because it's not a mamza. Bishamai Bisilel nechayov lavinu elo Bisilel Bishamai. So in other words, if the Tzoras Abbas was misyabemes, so from the point of view of Bisilel was an ishesach. So if the yovim and the Tzoras Abbas had a child. So the child was the offspring of an Issachores, of Ishesach. So Mimele is a mamzer. So Elo Bisilel Bishamai Amai Leninu Bnechayov Ichrises Mamzerim. Vichi Teime Kosavre Bisilel De Mamzer Bnechayov Ichrises. In other words, like Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yeshua, that mamzer is only the offspring of Mrs. Bez, not of an Issachores. And the Ishesach there is only in Issachores. Roma Rabbi Lozar, Afal Pishinach Bisham Bisil Bitzores, made him Shem Mamzel Mishisur Yisrael Vovan Ishkores. So we see that they held that Vlad of Chayovich Rises is a Mamzel. El Laf Shmamino Loyosu Bishamek Divrayen. So Mimele Bisilel were allowed to marry the children from Bishamah, even the offspring of Itzoras Abbas to a yob. So Gemara says not. Leilom os. But if also, so how can the Bisilel marry the children of Bishamai, maybe a particular child that they are marrying so happened to be the offspring of Yitzhak Sabas and the Yom. The male Upas, so whenever such a case happened, that one of the Bishamai, so a Yom was Megadim Yitzhak Sabas and they had a child, so before the Shidach is concluded, so it is mentioned to be so you should know that this child is the blood of Yitzhak Sabas, so the male Bishilel would refrain from marrying such a child. But if nothing is mentioned, so then we could take it for granted that it's not a vlad of Yitzhak Sabas. With middle you pass, Wachanam Mistab, so the Mora says Wachanam Mistab. Tone say the Kolatagas we cholat me show you. Eva mitarim, veva mitamim. When Nimli is in Tari, say, well, Gabriel. So that took your soils. Now let's see first Rashi says. I am Rabbi Shrei, maybe made a law, Mishimachel in India. So they could use the Kelim and of one another. Elo Yamre, the Roy made a law. So how is it that they use the Tares of one another? Bishrei, maybe Shama and Bisirel, Roy Mimio. It means the Bisilel, the Bishamai, Tarisni. Now, so according to this Gilsa, it appears that it means the Bisilel, the Bishamai, Tarisni. In other words, that in Tumevitare, usually, so Bishamai are the Machmir, and Bisilel are the Mikil, most of the time. But it appears from this Gemara that in the Machlikis, the Machlikis, yes. Between Bishamai and Bisilel, in the realm of Tume Vitare, so there it was the other way around. In other words, that Bishamai was the Mikiri, and Bisilel was the Machmir. How is it? So the fact is not like that. In other words, there are a number of Machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel, in Tume Vitare, in the realm of Tume Vitare. And most of the machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilel in the realm of Tumes Vitares, so Bishamai happened to be the Machmirim and Bisilel happened to be the Mekelim. But there are two machlekes in Edyes, in Berikei of Edyes, where is that way around? Where Bishamai are the Makirim and Bisilel are the Machmirim. And Bisilel are the Machmirim. See, that's the reason as to why the Bnei Brit calls Hillel Foundation, not Shammai Foundation, because Shammai was a reactionary Shammai, and they don't want to identify themselves with Shammai. Hillel was a liberal, you see, so they like to, so all the reform rabbis, and even some modern Orthodox rabbis, like to identify themselves with Hillel. Not with Shammai, Chasmi Zocher, should not be mentioned. But they are in the realm of Tumis Vitares, so there are two machlekes, Bishamai are the Mekirim, and Bisilel the Machmir. Now, that's in Perikei of Edyes. Perikei of Edyes, Mishneh Beis. So, there are other things that are not in the realm of Tumas Vitares, but just this Aveheta. But there are two machlekes in the realm of Tumas Vitares. So that is Thank you. שני דבורים מכל ושם בחומר בסילל. תמיון דשוי טוב לו, ושם היו מכירי כוח ממרגלו. ובסילל אמרי מתאמן לך ויוביש, ומידים להיות בזייב שהוא מתאמן לך ויוביש. So, there are only two מחלקס in the realm of Tumis Vitaris. In the realm of Tumis Vitaris, where בשמי המקיל, and בסילל המחנה. And בסילל המחנה. So, according to Rashi, why does the Gemara say so? Why does the Gemara say? According to Rashi's Gilsa, he amud bishloim edim midalu mishimochalim nimnu. Eli amud loim midalu bishloim bishamim bisila loim nimnu. The tumis the bisila bishamay taras nimnu. Elo bisila bishamay loim nimnu. Taras bishamay le bisila tmeis nimnu. But most of the machlekes, so on the contrary, so b'shamay machmir and b'sil is mekil. So Rashi, since this is mentioned in the same perek, so when it says kol atares v'chol mitmei shoyeilu mitarim v'eilu mitamim l'nim l'leisim tares eilu al gabeilu, so Rashi holds that since it's mentioned in the same perek in Etias, so mimele it is referring only to these two mesentares. Where Bishama, it's limited to these two cases of Tumis Vitares, where Bishamai are Mekilim and Bisilel are Machmirim. And Einoch Name, the Mishnah does not say, Leminu Elu, Leminu Eisin Tares, Ilu Agabeilu, in regard to all Shailas. But where there was a question, if they knew that there was no question of other shailes in Tumis Vitares, just these questions of Tumis Vitares that is discussed in the same Perek and Edyes, so there Bisilel were the machmirim and Bishamel makilim. So in respect to these cases of Tumis Vitares, these shailes, if they knew that a certain kele did not involve a shaile of other Tumis Vitares, but only these two machlekes. So there it's loinim. This is how Rashi will have to explain. So the Gemara says, so bishleim, bishamen bisil loinim you. Ditmei is the bisil bishamai taresnim. Why? Because in as much as the Mishneh that says loinim you is limited only to these cases and in these cases. So bishamai was the mekilim. And Bisila was Machmirim, so Bisham Bisil in him you, it may is the Bisila Bishamai Taresnim, Taresnim, Elo Bisil and Bishamai, Homo in him you, Tares Bishamai Bisila, Bisilu, Ella the Mudal, Shman, Umayume the Hachmehach. So why do we have to deduce it from this? Why can't we infer it from Tzores? So Gemara says, "Mauri teim etzore kol eislei komashmelon." So then, it's not even necessary to inform because minastam a person knows. Let's say in any case where, let's say, the blood of etzoras abbas with the yovi is getting married to Bisilel, to someone from Bisilel, so it has a kol. So it does. It's not even necessary for the parents of the Bishamai to inform the parents of the Bisilel. You should know that this child is a blood of Bitzoras Abbas and the other. So Komash Milon, know that Minastam, we cannot say that it's not necessary to give notice, because since it is a case of a blood of Bitzoras Abbas, so we may Bisilel know it anyway, no? They had to inform. Alright, now Rashi. Umayume, the high, or Agabeu, Mashirim came in Eul Eul, Ubasil, Machmir, Mitareste. Umayume, the high, the coma, or canal, Mistabre, the middle, high, high, Mistabre, call it Islay, but it's all clear to it. Umiosom, the tail of the moon. Alright, now, let's see the tasteless. Bishlem and the tasteless, except the other girls. Bishlem and Bishama, Eminum, Bisila. La hay gil sel el yuchach mihoch el demand de omar osu el du el medel avo so that was according to Rashi's gil sel that bishleim e bishama im bisila leim im nil dit mei is de bisila o bishama I tares nil el bisila o bishama I lomo leim im nil tares de bishama I o bisila el mei is nil so when is it so the taras the bishamai the bisil tmei is new if also the also bishamai kidev kayem but if we say that loy also then taras the bishamai is not me is the bisil because they acted in accordance with the view of bisil so in other words so when the gemara is according to Rashi's gears el bisil on bishamai momo le nimi u taras the bishamai the bisil tmei is new so that is only if we assume that also bishamai kidev kayem so according to Rashi's gears say so the whole raya that we deal with DLA is only a raya a limited mandoma also bishama kidevrayim but a limited mandoma loy also bishama kidevrayim then we have no hechrech that you deal with DLA because the reason is why that loy minyu bisilam bishamai because bishamai themselves acted out all the chumras of bisil because they succumbed to the view of bisil. So according to Rashi's Gilse, the raye that oidia midiale is only a raye alibid mandoma also bishamek devrayim. But alibid mandoma loy also bishamek devrayim. Then we have no raye that oidia midiale. But according to the Rashi's Gilse, which is just the reverse, so then there is a raye of oidia midiale alibid kulam. Whether it's also bishamek devrayim. Or even loyos bishamek devrayim, because even if we say loyos bishamek devrayim, so it's only loyos bishamek devrayim, but no one will say that loyos bisilo devrayim. So it certainly bisilo certainly acted out their own view. So meile avorah gorisifre bishlem bisilo inimyum bishamai ditumes bishamai bisilo teiras so bishlem bisilo bishamai. So in other words. So according to the Rav's Girse, the Gemara is referring to the bulk of the Machlikes in the realm of Tumah Vitare between Bisham and Bisil. This is Oresk, I mean the Kashi at the end. But there are two Machlikes were just the other way around. But as far as the bulk of the Machlikes between Bishamai and Bisil and the realm of Tumah Vitare is concerned, so Bishamai are the Machmirim and Bisil are the Mekir. So bishleime bisilam bishamai loyim niu because ditmeis the bishamai le bisilel teiras niu elo bishamai mi bisilel bishamai wad machmirim lo loyim niu because what was toyer tares the bisilel le bishamai ditmeis niu and tares the bisilel certainly. They, the Bisilo certainly didn't succumb to Bishamai. So then the Raya El Avdi Mudalu is a Raya El Rikulal. Abu Rah Gorosif, Reb Bishlo Le Bisilo Le Nim Bisham Le Tumi Bisham Le Bisilo Tere Bino, Bizei Sagir Ani Res Le Cholmo Ki Bisham Le Machin Le Nim Tumi. Dichi Choshi Beet Yeskumi Bisham Le Chumi Le Silel, Le Choshi Ve Le Freymi Le Tumi Le Tare, Abu Kol Shomi Le Tumi Le Tare, Ki In Shedre, We had it in Chum, so in other words, so there is a machlekes now. A shedre is mitame beir, not only magil masi, but let's say etzem kisero is only mitame b'magil masi, but not beir. So the question is, how much of the shedre must there be that it should have a din of a shedre and that it should be mitame beir? So b'sham I say, as long as there is not a deficiency of two chulies, so then it has a din of a shetre, so it's mitame beir. Even if there is a deficiency of one chulie, but so it's still mitame beir. Only if two chulies are lacking. Mm-hmm. two chulias are lacking. And Basil says that if one chulia is lacking, so it has a din like etzem kiseira, it's only mitame b'magro masa, it's not mitame b'ayam. So Bishama is more machmir. Let's say in the case where the shedre is deficient in one chulia, so according to Bishama it's mitame b'ayam. Anyone who entered that tail where there is such a deficient shedre, so becomes tamei, and any kele that was kept in that tail, so is tamei according to Bisilel, in as much as it's deficient in one chulie, so it's not mitamei. And the same thing is ligabigil geles, so whether he kim le magdeach or ki meitzi sheyomus bo. So again, Bishamai are machmirim and Bisil are makirim, or Bishikasyeyu. So, have a Bishamai lechumre, the hashtag of high gills, and Muchashavad in the middle lane. After lawyer said, Lekle may madulim in new Bishamai and Bisilel, Mishmudurosu Bishamai kidivreyen, voyeis in the whole dollar kibisil, vafili kule, kidmuchakutamon. To a time it was a Mishimagudes, Uvitume vitare, the Bishamai lechumre, Hoyu le Bishamai lemneyam, lasis tares akafkelim, the Bisilel, the leka agudes, the oreyemel, it's literally kelim they do, kidomagabishek visayeu, shekes bisayeu, oreyemel afushemayu de avde. So in other words, I mentioned that thesis before, last time. In other words, the thesis shita is that according to Mandoma, lo yosu bishamai kidivreihem, so it means that lo yosu even lechumre. But only in the case where acting out their own shita would involve the niser of agudes agudes. Masha'in came in the case where acting out their own shita would not involve the iser of agudes agudes. Not, let's say, if it wouldn't be apparent to the observer that they are dissenting from the others, so in such a case, Bishamai certainly acted out lechumre their own view. So in the realm of Tumas Vitares, it wasn't apparent to the observer that there is any dissent, any disagreement. Because if someone says that Bishamai are not mishtamish with the kelim of Bisilel, which objectively speaking they are not mishtamish because the kelim of Bisilel from the point of view of Bishamai is tamei, but the observer wouldn't deduce that conclusion. He'll say they are not mishtamish because they are not in need of using the kelim of Bisilel. So memeile, since it wouldn't involve an iser of agudes agudes, so then Bishamai certainly acted out lechumre. Don't view. I mean, so we explained last time. How is it possible, Monefshech, if they felt that it's also midraise, how can they act contrary to what they think is the deen just because of agudes agudes? The answer is because al pedin they were allowed to be meikel, since it was b'may midechot according to that mandoma. So since it was b'may midechot, so mimele rov was a mivarya, but there is a loch of bal nefesh yachmel atzme, it's not a biur muchlet. So since it's only a chumre midas chsides of bal nefesh yachmel atzme, so they cannot be neig in a midas chsides in a chumre when it's in conflict with agudes agudes. Masha'in came where it's not apparent to the observer, so it's not in conflict with agudes agudes. So then they certainly should follow up that chumre, that midas chsides of bal nefesh yachmel atzme in machlekes of Rav Apostki. So time in also mishum agudes v'itum itare b'sham lechumre or b'sham lebneyim as itare zakav kinu b'silel to yata agudes to avei imer lo itzriche lekem vidu kidom aga b'sheket b'siyeyu horei imer lafu shemayu da'avde elo vada yal kol chochu du yahave mitalei afil mandoma lo yos v'hodi kohomar b'shleime b'silel l'inimium b'shamay v'itum ez de b'shamay l'b'silel tiris ninu. But why does the Gemara say b'shleime? So in other words, so we don't have to assume that Buddha, but we still have to assume that Buddha on account of the two cases of Machlekes, where Bishamai is Likule and Bisil Lechumre, Vavakav Trei Mila Bishamai Likule, Hane Trei Mila Lishrich. So they didn't have to be Shrichish for it. Iname Nokat Bishleime Mishmalim Mandoma Leosu. So in other words, so there is no Hechrech that Buddha. So then it can be explained, Masheinkein, Bishamayim Bishilel. So it cannot be explained according to any man. Alright, now the Gemara. First, Guf. Omer Rav Lezer, Avo Pishenech Luku Bishamayim Bishilel, Bichores Medim Shein Mamzer Alom Mishi Yisuri Yisrael, Panish Kores, Mamed, Ileime, Bishamayim Bishilel. In other words, there's a Bishamayim, well made, that the child of a Tzoras Abbas that got married, Rishuk, so is Muter, so Pshite, because from the point of view of Bishamai, what kind of a Vlad was he? The Vlad of a Tzoras Abbas Rishuk. He was a Vlad of Chayovalam. Chayovalam is kosher. Elo Bisil Bishamai. So why is made him? He grew for Chayovit Chizis. So Gemara says, Leilom, Leilom, Bishamai Bisila. But so you ask, so that's a Pshites? So what kind, why does he have to even to mention it? Lafukim Rabakine, because according to Momandoma, so a Vlad of Yivom Lishuk is a Mamza. Fukim Rabakine, the Marish Mamza Chayolam, Kamashmelo, the Mamza Chayolam. Dosh, Avo Pishenech Liko Bishamai Bisila. Bitzores, Uva Achoyes, Ubiget Yosh. Ubiketosh, Ubisopik Shishish, Ubigaris Sish, the woman in the Pundik. Because, and there is also machlekes between Bisham Bisila and Kesset, Bishova Kesset, Biprute, Bishova Prute, still, in spite of all these disagreements, we nimu Bisham and Bisanosh and Bisila, Labisila and Bishamai, La Metro, Shechibo, Vereus, Neagim Zeboze, Litai Mashenema, Poemes, Vashole Moab. So you understand this why Rav Shimon says Nimnu min avada. Mishmoch Nimnu. Elo yamret lo yosu. Am I Nimnu? So I mean, so Bishamai also acted in accordance with the view of Bishil. So why Nimnu? It is very new in Amidosu, even if we assume that also. So why can we understand? It's still difficult. Because the blood of the Tzoras Abbas, from the point of view of Bisilel, was a mamzer. Chayav b'chisniu mamzer meinu b'sila. El Bishamai, Amai Ninu Bisilel, Nechayov Lav Ninu, so it's a glad of Yivom Lishuk, Ukshirniu, so even if we say also, so why was Bishamai Nimna of marrying the children of Bisilel, even if it happened to be a child of a Yivom Lishuk, so it's still kosher. Kidom Avnach Bayitzok Lenitzrichor Litzora Atzmo, Hochename Lenitzrichor Litzora Atzmo. So when it says Nimnu, so it means that they were Nimna of marrying the Torah itself. So Meile Bishamai were Nimna Bisilel, because a Torah Sabbas of Bisilel. So Bisilel paskin that she doesn't require Nechlitze. So that means a Torah Sabbas of Bisilel did not get a Nechlitze. And from the point of view of Bishamai, so she was Asuro, she was affected with the Yisrael of Yivom Lishuk, so that's why it's Nimni. V'chanam Yitzra Torat, U'mayishne min Avadai. So the Gemara just explains, why does Rav Shimon distinguish between Vadai and Safik? Monefshech, if the Vadai, so it's Nimnu, because of the Yisrael of Yivom Lishuk, so Misofik, it should also be Nimnu, because of Misofik Yisrael Yivom Lishuk, speaking the right. So the whole price is Rav Shimon. There is no machlekes. Now, so what did Gemara say? Umayko mashmelon, the Abba v'reyus ne'agin zebazeh. So in other words, the Brisa says that it was a special madrige it was a special madrege of the Chachomim that they were made of. So in other words, so Misaradim, they were not Mechoyim. Misaradim, they were not Mechoyim. But they were Neig, Abim Reyu, so Mele, they were Medea. Why shouldn't they be Mechoyim al Pedim to tell them? Let's say, if Bishamai, let's say, if Bisilel, let's say, wanted to marry a child of Bishamai, and that child, Bishamai knew, happened to be the offspring of a Tzoras Abbas Liot. So, Mele, Bishamai knew that from the point of view of Bisilel, so they were Mamzeilim. So they should be Mechuyev al Pidin to tell them. Now, don't, because you're Benichshel in an Isa, in an Isa of Liyov Mamza Bekala Hashem. So why are they so complimented? I mean, Abim Reus Le'agim, I mean, if they didn't act that way, so then they would be even Avela, they would be Machshel. So then, Bishamai would be Machshel Bisilel. Or, let's say, in regard to the Torah Atzmo, let's say, Bisilel from Bishamai. So when let's say Bishamai wanted to marry a certain woman, and that woman happened to be a Tzoras Abbas, so Bisilel didn't require her to take chalitzeh, and someone of Bishamai wanted to marry her, so they were medea. So Bisilel were medea to Bishamai. So that's they are complimented. The great thing that they did. In other words, they're medea. So it's mashma that if they hadn't given notice, they wouldn't have been chaitim. They wouldn't have been such wonderful people, but they wouldn't have been chaitim either. Why? I mean, they would be machshil if Bisilel, if Bishamai married a Tzoras Abbas of Bisilel, and she didn't get chlit, and Bisilel had not informed Bishamai that she is a Tzoras Abbas, and from the point of view of Bishamai, it's an Isa of Yivom Lishuk. Yivom Lishuk. So they would be machshil Bishamai. So why does the Gemara have to mention it's not a matter of emes visholem, it's a matter of if the evil is it mirchel, of being marshal. So the Ritva raises that question. And the Ritva says that Obedin, except for the mitzvah of emes visholem or avu, they wouldn't have violated any Isa. Let's say Bishamai married a woman of Bisilel, who Bisilel knew was a Tzoras Abbas and who didn't get chlitz. And they wouldn't, and Bisilel would keep quiet and wouldn't tell Bishamai. So they wouldn't be either an Isa. They would just be mevatel the mitzvah of Emes Vasholem Rahu. That's also an Avera. But they wouldn't be either an Isa. But why not? After all, from the point of view of Bishamai, so this Tzoras Abbas who didn't get chlitzeh is affected with the Yisrael of the CME, Shisames HaChutzo. So Bisil in effect would be Machshil Bishamai. Or in the other case, Bishamai would be Machshil Bisilel. If they didn't tell that a certain child of theirs, that one of the Bisil wants to marry, is the Vlad of the Tzoras Abbas, so they would be Machshil the Bisilel with the Yisrael of Yovim Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. So he says, so the Ritva says, because when is there an Yisrael of the evil is it Mirshu? When is there an Yisrael of the evil is it Mirshu? That is only when Bikum Vasei Yom Machshel. Something that from the point of view of the person who does it. So it's us. So in Achanam, if let's say someone of Bishamai would be interested in marrying a certain woman of Bisilel, and Bisilel know that this woman happens to be a Tzoras Abbas who did not get chlitz, and then Bishamai would ask the Bisilel, now is this woman a Tzoras Abbas or not? And then Lucille would lie and say, she's not a Tzoras Abbas. No problem with her. Then Bisila would be there. And he said, if the evil is finished. Even though, from the point of view of Bisilel, so there is no Isair. And Bisilel was certainly convinced of their own view. But since from the point of view of Bishamai, and the one who wants to marry this woman, he belongs to Bishamai. So from his point of view, it is Osair, so he's Eivir, so then Bisilel would be able with neither. But many times, Bishamai wanted to marry a woman from Bisilel, who happened to be Tzoras Abbas, who did not get Chlitze, and the one from Bishamai didn't even inquire, is she Tzoras Abbas or not? But Bisilel could remain silent. Bisilel knew that she was a Tzoras Abbas. So they could have remained silent. And so if they did, they wouldn't be there. The Yisrael of Ne'ivah, because one cannot be Eivir, the Yisrael of Ne'ivah, Bishevaltaisi. When can one be Eivir, the Yisrael of Ne'ivah, if Bikum Vasei actively, he manipulates, or he causes somebody else to be Eivir and Yisrael. So in Chaname, if Bisilel would say to Bishamai, she's not a Tzoras Abbas, there is no problem with her, even from your own point of view, then Bisilel would be Eivir, even if Lapishmai is Galiad, the Aloch is like Bisil. So in other words, if somebody is Zoyer in something, let's say someone is Zoyer in the Issa Chodosh, and someone, another person, is not Zoyer in the Issa Chodosh, and if the person who is Zoyer in the Issa Chodosh would ask, is this cake of the old crop or of the new crop? And the person knows that it's of the new club, and he'll say, no, it's the old club. He'll be evil if they evil, even from the point of view of the Bach, that there is no Yisrael of Chodosh when it grows Beshusnoch. This is what the Rebbe said. Masha'im came, someone who is not Zohar in the Yisrael of Chodosh sees another person who is Zoyer in the Issa Chodosh, that he's trying to take a piece of cake that is Chodosh, and he just keeps quiet. He doesn't give it to him. You will give it to him, he'll be able to leave, but he just keeps quiet. He shall taise. So then he's not able to leave. He's not able to leave. But Mitzado Emes Vasholem Obu, he's Mechuyev to tell. This is what the Ritva says.
One second, I'll soon discuss the inner Chokha. One second. I'm coming. So that he mentioned Gemara Chum. Mikol Mokin Katzok Veinu Min Afshaye Veinu Chayvin El Afkeshene Kim Yil Didu Het Agomaru Elo De Abe Vreus. But Mitzad Abe Vreus Veinu Mechuyek Tutal Neigin Zebazeh. So in other words, so that is mitzad v'after rachu kamecho. What is mitzad v'reus? Emes v'asholim v'ovu is a posik nischaye. Ino v'rashoi v'chadish dovo. But so the ritual points it out. Ma'bison lechavre le'avde. Because as Hillel said, Now, so Mimele, they were mechuyev to do it mitzadem is vashalim ma'avu, which was explanatory of, which was descriptive of the mitzvah. The pasuk vayim is vashalim ma'avu itself is descriptive of the mitzvah, the raise of v'after rachel kamecho. But the nisa they wouldn't be either. Now, only mitzad vayim is vashalim ma'avu v'after rachel kamecho. How about the mitzvah v'chiyach techiyach samisecho? There is a mitzvah to mafish misure. So even without emes vasholem ma'avu, they should be mechuyev to tell Bishamai, you should know she's a tzoras abbas and she didn't get chutzah in order to be mafrish Bishamai from elav deraise, from the point of view of Bishamai. So from this gemara we see, and this is what the Ritva says, that there is a distinction, fundamental distinction between Ufnei Iver and Rechiyach Techiyach. As far as Lifnei Iver is concerned, so of course, Lifnei Iver is only Shayach if it's done become Vasei. But Bishem Otaise, one cannot be Iver, Lifnei Iver, Bishem Otaise. Only if it's done become Vasei. But when it's done become Vasei, so then he's Iver Lifnei Iver, even though from the point of view of the Machshel there is no Avere. But as long as from the point of view of the Nichshel there is an Avere, so Melo Yareva Lifnei Iver. But as far as Lafushe Misur is concerned, so that is to be determined not from the point of view of the one of the Nichshu, but it has to be determined from the point of view of the Mechiach. So since from the point of view of Bisilel, Bishamai wouldn't be even an Yisair by marrying a Tzoras Abbas Lishuk without Chlitzeh, so Memele they were not Mechuyet on the score of Techiyach Samisecho, Techiyach Samisecho to tell. But only because Emes Vasholem Yav. Emes Vasholem Yav. Toshim. Domer Rabbi Yechim Menu. Hich Aloche Zur Avoches V'Yisroel. Nase Kedivu B'Shama Yav Lad Mamzal V'Yisila. Nase Kedivu B'Yisila Yav Lad Pogu B'Yisama. Hoi Nusakal Mitzores. Shei Chilces Loi Misyab Meis. So he suggested, Rabbi Yechim Menu is suggested to the Chachmei Yisroel, that they should make a takone so that there shouldn't be two patterns of behavior. Lo yispiku ligmeres hadovo ad shenitrefu hashor. Omer lo Rav Shimon Gamliel, ma nase lohem litzoris harishayini miyato. So he amrit bishloime osu hani dikoma manase. So in other words, you will not be able to rectify that michsul. You will not be able to rectify. Elo yamrit lo yosu. So why did he say my nases? I mean, so no michshul ever occurred because heretofore Bishamai always acted out in accordance with Bisila. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok lo nitzricha litzoratz uman nase horikoma hanoch tzores de Bisila le Bishamai hechenavim. Those that already got married, the tzores de Bisila. So that already got married, and according to Bishamai, they were Eiver and Yisair of Yibom Rishuk. So when they live with their husbands, these Soras Abbas, they constantly live in sin. So Heichanav. But there is a simple answer. I mean, why Heichanav? They could just make it a comment that that in the future, every Soras Abbas should get quit, should not be Misyabemes, and should get chutzah. And those Soras Abbas who already got married to Shuk before, they should also be subjected to chutzah. And then, once they get chutzah, they'll be able to continue living with their husband. So he says, no, so that we cannot do. Because, le'achlitzu, if we require, the Chachomim will make it a connect, that all those Soras Abbas that already got married to Shuk should, even though from the point of view of Bisilel, it's all right, I mean, so there was no Avera. But in order to conform to Bishamai too, so they should be exposed to Chlitze, so they will become Mous and their husbands. V'chitem elimesen, drocheo darkeneyam, v'chon eserisel shok. Now here, drocheo darkeneyam is not to be equated to the darkeneyam that Gemara discusses in connection with a woman where at one moment so the Zike was spoken, so that the Zike is not revived. That's another aloha of Dakeneyim, but here Dakeneyim means Pshidike Mashmoy, because it would be a hardship and an inconvenience for all the women if we require them You require them to have after all. I mean, the halacha is like Mesilel. So it's only because of Sholem. So in other words, there should be harmony. So we should not try to do something for the sake of harmony if it will involve something that is inconsistent with Akane. Alright. Toshma. The Omar of Tau. Toivani. Mosai Tovi Toras of Basel Yodi Vasheel.
But Eimer ve'asieno, that means asieno ishuk the diva b'sil. Voto toivani koma, so lafuke mitrabich menu. Toshma, ma'ise bebitei shel Rav Gamliel, shoyisen yisur le'abo ochi u'meiz beliponim v'yiben Rav Gamliel estoros. So bebitei shel Rav Gamliel was married to the brother of Rav Gamliel, Abo, and then u'meiz beliponim v'yibom Rav Gamliel estoros. So we see that also Bishame is Kidivayel. So the Gemara says, Vitizbe, Rav Gamliel, Talmid Bishameu. Rav Gamliel was not of Bishama. Elo, Shamed Bitishal Gamliel. So then the Kasha is, why was he Miyabim, the Tzore? Tzore Sabas, he belonged to Misilel. So Tzore Sabas, Yasuo, how was Rav Gamliel able to be Miyabim, the Tzore Sabas? So, Elo, Shamed Bitishal Gamliel. The iron is half. So, Bichulon, she named to Islandes, so it's the same authorities. So, Bitishal Gamliel turned out to be an Islandes. So, maybe the Tzore was not the Tzore. Was not the Tzore of the Bats. So, he was able to be Miyam. Or, Mediktone, say, if I can remember it. Bitishal Gamliel, I'm a so-so. Michlal, Tanakam, is over. Lava, I'm a so-so. So, Gemara says, Hikibo, Beloy, Hikibo, Hikibinai. So, according to Tanakame, only in the case of Lo Ikebo. So then it's a Mekach Toez. But where it's Ikebo, so the Tzoroso is Asur. And according to the Achirim, Afilu Ikebo, so is Muteres. In other words, the same Machlikes is the Machlikes between Rabbas and Rav. We boys say, Mokinis will say, Gire Shikibinai.
So we tane kame al de shigir shochit. Es bitte kedem mi se avo pishe kvo kinis anochis. Vo yitzois al zu is mutelis. Hoy un vigire sheso avo lipsei. Lipsei. Why? Because the tane kame holds that mi se mapeles. Not this way mapeles. Lachirim, hoy un vikinis anochis, kedem gerishin. Therefore, asuro. Why? Because nisuim is mapirim. El biti shorim gamliel island is hot. The boy say me yesh nai bibi kebenai. Hakini sishu al tnai sheino el mumim nidorim nimtzu sheish alel litanekame mahane tnai v'havim mekachtoes utnai oil lochiv shorim gamliel bibi kei. V'lo yiskai. Hil kachla vishtei v'tzorosom uteres v'achirim savre. They tnai moyo bibiye. Why? Because even if one is mikadesh, because even though a tnai was mentioned in the kedushin, but we say ein adam beil b'losi b'laznus. So in other words, he was meichel on the tnai. So lachirim savre din tnai moyo bibiye. The chirim di boi lachul och kamim miksuves ein adam beil b'losi b'laznus. Elam shum da'ayinesos. Mosiv rav misharshi. Ma'ase b'rav Akiva. We mentioned that. Ma'ase b'rav Akiva shelikit esrik b'echot b'shvat. We know at Beis Yisurim, echot kidev v'shamay v'echot kidev v'silah. So in other words, so the second, the first and the second, so it's chayv ma'aser sheni, and after yamafkis ma'aser rishon. In the same thing is true of the fourth and the fifth, the third and the sixth. So after yamafkis ma'aser rishon, you have to be mafkis ma'aser on. Now there is machlek between v'sham and v'silah whether echot b'shvat is rishon shonu l'olayis or chamishos b'shvat. So here the likut of the esrik was after echod bishvat, but before chamishos bishvat, and that was the echod bishvat of the third year in the minyan shmita. So according to Bishamai, that the echod bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Lironi, so it was already belonged to the third year. So maybe it was chayiv ma'aseron. According to Bisilel, that Rosh Hashanah Lironi is Chamishos HaBishvat, and that was before Chamishos HaBishvat, so it was still belonged, it was considered to be part and parcel of the second year of the Niyash Nizah Shmite. So Mele, it was Chayev in Ma'isa Sheini. So Rabbi Akiva took off two Ma'isres, Ma'isa Sheini to conform to the view of Bisilel, and Ma'isa Roni to conform to the view of Bishamai. Ma'isa Rabbi Akiva Shlokit Esrik Be'ach Bishvat Be'isur, and Akiva Bishamai Be'isilel, Shema Menu Osu. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Gemara is topically, V'lo yoda I Bisilel Be'achot Bishvat Omo, or I Bitesuot Bishvat Omo. Mosif Mazut, Ma'isa V'yoldo Kalosi Shal Shamai Azokin, U'pichei Sesama Zivo, V'sichei Chalgabi Mito, Bishvil Kot. Now, so from this Gemara, Teisves deduces, Teisves Shite, that Mandomar, that Lo Yosef Bishamek Nevrayim, so it means, even lechumre lo yosu b'shamek devrayim, because here the Gemara says shmamino osu. In other words, because according to Mandoma lo yosu b'shamai couldn't even be machmir in accordance with his own view. So that's a raya to teish v'shite. The ritvo is chelik. So what does the ritvo say about this Gemara? So the ritvo says that teinoch name, even the Mandoma who says lo yosu b'shamek devrayim, but lechumre they were also kedivrayim, but only they themselves, but not to impose upon others. So in other words, the Mandoma who says lo yosu bishamai kedivrayim, the Mandoma who said lo yosu bishamai kedivrayim, so it's lo yosu bishamai kedivrayim likule, even they themselves, and but they themselves lechumre, so it's also bishamai kedivrayim, but to tell others to act out their own chumre, that not. Now here it wasn't for himself, it was for his grandchild. Ma'isel yolda kalosi shel shamay azotin upiches lazivo, because Bishamai held that if a cotton had tzorich liimei is chayav b'sikei, whereas Bisilel held no, that only a cotton she'eini tzorich liimei is chayav b'sikei, but a cotton had tzorich liimei, now this infant certainly was a cotton had tzorich liimei. So according to Bisilel, it was not chayav b'sikei. So Bishamai acted it out not for himself. So vis-a-vis somebody else. So according to Rishlokish and Rav, So it's loyosu even lechumre, but for himself. So even according to Mandoma loyosu, so it's loyosu lekule. But it's also lechumre. This is what the Ritva says. But the issue is that from this gemara it's muchach that according to Mandoma loyosu bishamek divrayim. So even for oneself, for themselves, it's loyosu even lechumre. Now, so. מאיס יום קלאש יש שם אזוק קומפירס מאזיב ובסיח אל גבי מיטו בשוקות שמאמן אוסו so you more says hoso mari im la fushava kopit again it would it's not apparent to the observer that he is dissenting from the view of Bisir because I mean of course today it wouldn't be like that today if you are pichas a maziv also it would be very obvious to every observer that there is a dissent but in the Eretz Yisrael in those days, and I mean Sukkot time, so it was customary, even not on Sukkot, when the weather was nice, to stay in a Sukkot. So Memele, it wasn't apparent to the observer that the reason as why he was paid as Zamazivo is because he was Chilik and Bisilo's deen that Kotin Shetzorich Lime is Potomasuk. Now, there is a very interesting. Now, what does Rashi say? Now there is a very interesting mashal in the Chokhmah Shleimus on this Gemara, and that points out how the mashal concentrated on every piece of Gemara. Mashal, and after Svob. Bishvil Kotten, Nichter Bizar. Perush, Bishvil Shehoyo Gamkein, Ben Kotten Kiben Chomesh. The Loyochel Lifreshmin. The Mashal was very disturbed by this Gemara. Or in other words, Bishvil say that Kotten Atzorich Limei is Potamisuk. But the cotton shame it's all clean, is higher bisuke. Let's say a child like this in all mitzvahs. So a cotton that is a gia lechinuch, so is higher in all mitzvahs. If a gia lechinuch. But if he's so young that he doesn't even understand, I mean, the concept of mitzvahs, so then it's lo gia lechinuch. So then we are not mechuyev, so the father is not mechuyev to be mechanachim. So, Bisil say that a cotton, Hatzorich Lime, even though he's a Gielachinuch, let's say the cotton is 6 years old, 7 years old, he's very intelligent, he understands the concept of mitzvahs, he might even know all the halachas of Sukkot, but he's still Tzorich Lime. So even though it's a Gielachinuch, so since he's Tzorich Lime, and the mother herself is Ptuha from Sukkot, so Memele, the father is not Mechuye, to be mechanachim the mitzvah. But let's say he's 10 years old, he's mature enough not to be tzorich li'imei, so then the father is mechuyev to be mechanachim the mitzvah of sukkah. Bisham I say that even a cotton shetzorich li'imei is still chayev mitzvah. But it's a hardship on the mother and it's a hardship on the child. The child will cry, the mother will cry, he's so chlimei. So Bishamai say no. After all, Bishamai were not liberals, you know. So Bishamai say that he's chayev if he's a gia lechinuch. But that's only shayech if he's a gia lechinuch. He knows that he understands the concept of mitzvahs. But when you take an infant that was just born, let's say 1 day or 2 days after birth, is he Gil Achinuch? I mean, the biggest genius, I mean. I'm sure that Bishamai's, that Shammai's grandchild was a genius. Alright, but at the age of 2 days, he was not a Gil Achinuch. So why was Bishamai Pichas the Mazivo? This should have bothered every one of us. I mean, this is what bothered the Mashal. So why was Bishamai Pichas the Mazivo? So the Mashal says, no, it wasn't that Bishamai was removed the ceiling and put up schach in order to be mizake, the newly born infant, who was 2 days old or 1 day old, with the mitzvah silke. It's like, yeah, chinuch. But there was, the mother was in bed. You know, in those days, so it wasn't customary, you know, to give birth to a child in the hospital. So the mother gave birth, I mean the daughter of Shammai, so she gave birth to a baby in the house, in one of the rooms of her house. And she had another child who was much older, who was 6 years old, 7 years old. And the other child who was 6 years old and 7 years old, he was certainly Gialachinuch. He already knew what Mitzasuke is. But he was still Tzorech Li'imei. Without his mommy, he would cry. The other boy, the other baby, who was 6 years old or 7 years old, stayed with the mother. So the daughter of Shammai had two babies in her bed, there, under the ceiling. The newly born infant and the older boy. So according to Bissilel, so she wasn't supposed to be Keches the Mazigo, and the father, Shammai's son-in-law, wouldn't have been either any Avere, because even the older boy, who was Igiel Chinuch, was potter of Mitzasuke, because he saw Chimei. But according to Shammai, the older boy was Chayev Visuke. So maybe Shammai was Keches Mazigo to be Mizake, the older boy, not the newly born infant. This is what the Mashal says. Pirash Bishwil Shahoyo Gam King Ben Kotin Kim and Hamish, Velo Yochel Lifeshmin. Yochel Lifeshmin. Now, but the Mashal is the only one who explains it that way. No one explains it that way. So it's Mashma that the others who do not spell this out, they understood it more simply, literally. In other words, Bishamai was Pinchas de Mazibo. Bishamai is Pinchas Mazivo because of the suke of the newly born infant. That's very strange. After all, a cotton is part of mitzvahs. But there is a mitzvah of chinuch, incumbent upon the father. But only igia lechinuch, yanat mechuyev, to put tzitzes on your newly born infant. I mean, yanat mechuyev to bring a newly born infant to shul, and Rosh Hashanah that he should hear sheifa, because it's lo igia lechinuch. So why was Bishamai Machmir in regard to Sukkah more than in regard to all other mitzvahs? So now you'll see in the ritual in Sukkah, you'll see, I mean it's not spelled out, but it's implicit. That so you see from the ritual in Sukkah that there are two separate pshatim in the halacha, in the term of the halacha of Bishamai. That even a cotton she nitzorech li'imei is chayav b'suke. Cotton ha'tzorech li'imei is chayav b'suke. One pshat is, as everybody assumes, that in other words, that a cotton ha'tzorech li'imei, as long as he's a gear lechinuch, he's chayav mitzatchinuch in suke. True, it will involve a hardship for the mother and the baby and everybody, but he's still chayav. So then, according to that pshat, only if he's a gear lechinuch, but he's so chlimei, but a newly born infant who doesn't know anything, who doesn't understand the concept of sukkah, of mitzvahs, so then he's not chayav b'sukkah. But there seems to be another lashon in the ritual, which is mentioned in three words, and from that lashon it's mashma that according to Shammai, so he kot natzor chlimei is chayav b'sukkah midaraisi. Not that it's his chiyu. It's incumbent upon the father, because of teishuva came to do, in as much as in the home. So a father eats the meals and sleeps with all the children in his house. So mele, because of teishuva came to do. So if a father, let's say, sleeps in the sukkah, but he doesn't require his children to sleep in the sukkah, so then he'll be mivatel the mitzvah of sukkah, of basukkah stage for Shivas Yomim, because it's not teishuva came to do. So then there's not a nafkimine. So according to that, first of all, there is one big nafkimine. According to the first pshat, it's only the rabbono, according to Shammai. According to the second pshat, it's midrash. Then another nafkimine is that was mentioned before, that according to the first pshat, so it's only a cotton. But the cotton that is so young, an infant, that's not even Yigil Chinuch, then he's potter according to the second pshat, even if he's lo Yigil Chinuch. And then another afkimine. How about a little girl according to the Shammai? If we say it's because of Chinuch, so when he shaya Chinuch, if when the child grows up, he'll be mechuyev. So mainly the father is mechuyev to be mechanechin. But when a father is not mechuyev to be mechanechin, basi mitzasuke while she's a little girl, because even when she grows up, she'll be a day and she'll be tor. But according to that pshat in the Ritva, that it's based upon teishua came to do, so mainly it doesn't make any difference whether a little boy or a little girl. So apparently, so obviously, the mashal did not agree with this pshat of the Ritva. That according to Bishama, I caught Natsoch Lime is Chayim Misuke because of Teshuvah Kizidur. But because of Chinuch. So because of Chinuch, so only if he gave a Chinuch. So how, why was he with Peches Mazivo on account of a little infant who is waiting for Chinuch? So he had to say that there was not an older boy and he was with the mother. So Mimele, in order to be Mizake, the older boy who is a Gia Lechinuch. But was also Torah Limei with Mitzvah Suke, so he had to be Peches Samazir.
Here I and Aleph, 71st Shir Nivamos, after skipping the 70th Shir, which will have to appear on a separate tape, Hey Adar Beis Etov Shalom Vav, March 7th, 1976, Sunday.
In Gemara, we reached up to Tezayan. To Zion Omedalev at the end, up to Rabbi Yechanan Visavya Damre Tavaye in the Gabin Kirim Netamuri. But we didn't learn the Teisves. The Teisves are very important. Now, we up to the Teisves that we dalled on the base. Pshite, Nechayov Elavim Ksheirininu. So, what does Gemara say? Gemara says, Gufe, Omer Ablezer, Aval Pishenechlu Bisham Bisil Bitzores, Medim Shei Mamzel Mishi Yisuri Yisrael Bovanishkoz. Ma Medim, Ilim Bisham Bisilel, that Tzoras Abbas, of Bisila. So, Bisila didn't require her to get Chlit. So, from the point of view of Bishamai, she's Asur Lishuk. So if she got married to Shuk without chlitze, so according to Bishamai, so Bishamai is made that the child that they had, so is kosher. So the Gemara says, what kind of a chiddush is it? Pshite pnei chayov elavim ksheirim ninu. Elo bisilu Bishamai. So he go for chayov chiddush, so he should be a mamza. So the Gemara says, lo ilom Bishamai lebisila. So then you ask, what kind of a chiddush does Rav Elazar mention? I mean, Tzoras Abbas of Bisila, according to Bishamai, so the blood of Tzoras Abbas of Bisila, and she didn't get chlita, she got married with Shuk, and she had a child. So what kind of a chidesh is it? It is a chidesh. Laafukim de Rabbi Akiva. The Omar Yishmam Zem Chayu Olav, and Kumash Mimam Zem Chayu Olav. So that is, according to Rabbi Akiva, so Tzoras Abbas of Bisila, who didn't get chlita and got married with Shuk, so the blood should be a mamzer. So Rabbi Elazar tells us no. Lafuke mid rabaki. So Teisa says Sikashi, Pshite, Nechayov Lavim Ksheirininu Teime, the Mosika Daite, the Ose, Lafuke mid rabaki. So why did the Makshin ask Pshite? I mean, didn't the Makshin understand that Rabbi Elazar has to tell us Lafukim mit Rabbi Akiva, because after all, according to Rabbi Akiva, so the Vlad is a mamza. Viave, hay Rabbi Elazar Amire, havos a shapir, di pshita lady aloche ki Rabbi Akiva. Aber hu, aber it's not Rabbi Elazar de Amire. It's not Rabbi Elazar ben Bdos de Amire, but it's Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, shehutane. So, memele, so why did the Gemara say pshita? I mean, why didn't the Makshin understand this, that Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, who wants to say that Allah is not like Rabbi Akiva? Kidding, Shutanik Muratzer Yus, Vinire, Die Salke dei doch. Die Lishum tane lo yave mamzam yivom lishuk ele davkim chayulam disheya. Kitnam ba'achilitz. Izeu mamzea kol she boso shu bilo yom. So in other words, the Makshin assumed that there is no tane, there is no mandoma there who says that at the vlad of any chayav elav is a mamza. In other words, because it's a shayla in the Gemara. So there is one who says that even Rabbi Akiva only holds that chayav elav disheya, like Anusa Soviv. So the vlad is a mamzer, but chayav elav not disheya. So the vlad is not a mamzer. Now Yevom Lishuk, that's not a chayav elav disheya. So Mimele, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Makshin assumed that the vlad shouldn't be a mamzer. So why does Rabbi Loza ben Shamua have to tell us? So the Gemara said no. That Rabbi Loza ben Shamua has to tell us that we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, so the vlad of any chayav elav, even chayav elav not the sheya, is a mamzer. All right, we hold it now. We are Yisho Rabbi. O Yisho Shoholach Bailo Ubno Limdinas Hayam. We omru. Meiz Bailo V'hakei Meiz No. So first, the husband died. And at that time, when the husband died, the child was still alive. So Mimela, there was no Ziki. Vinises. So she was Materes Lishuk. V'hakei Nomru Lochiluk V'yadvor. In other words, it happened the other way. That first, the child died. And then the husband died. So that means, but at the time the husband died, she had, so there were no children. So Mela she was Kukali Yidin. So Mela she was Asurli Shuk. And in the meantime she got married. Hoyu Advoim, so Teitei Valad Mamza. Mashma, they have a Mamza Yivom Lishuk. So how could anyone have this Alkadaitoch that there is no Mamza? So the Gemara explains it. Why is it so? So the Gemara says, because it accords with Rabbi Akiva. But anyway, so we see that it's a Mishnah Mifureshes, that L'chol HaPochas, according to Rabbi Akiva, the vlad of Yevom Lishuk is a mamzer. So how could a Makshin have this Al-Kedaitoch, that even according to Rabbi Akiva, the vlad of Yevom Lishuk is not a mamzer? Because only Chayov Lav Disheyon is a mamzer. When it's a Mishnah Mifureshes, that the whole apoches, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, so the vlad has to be a mamzer. Because al kedaito diknose ba'almeu. So in other words, the makshin assumed that this mishnah that says that the vlad of Yevom Lishuk is a mamzer, so it's not because chayov elav, the vlad of chayov elav is a mamzer, but it's a special the rabbono. Is a special rabbon. Why should there be a special rabbon on Manevsheh? We have to understand that too. I mean, why should there be a special rabbon on Manevsheh? If there is no mandoma who holds, the Makshin assumed like that there is no mandoma who holds that the vlad of chayav elav, the lav disheya, that are not disheya. So is a mamza, there is no such mandoma. So why should there be a special rabbon on Gabi Yevom Lishuk, Meirch HaTeitz Yevom Lishuk, should be more humble. Alright, we have to understand. Aval gab ditanya bigmor ezu divra Rabbi Akiva, domar in pishnei v'chayim olam. So the price it says in so many words that it's not the Rabbanon, but it's based upon Rabbi Akiva's halacha. So how could a Makshin assume that the vlad of Yevom Lishuk is not a mamzer, even according to Rabbi Akiva? So how would price it really? So the Makshin did not know. When he asked that Kashi, the Makshin did not know of that price. All right. Now, so we see from Teisves, the Teisves says, I mean, it's Mucha from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that this Mishnah, that Oisha Sholach Bailo Udno Lundinas Hayam, Yom Rumiz Bailo Akei Meiz No Vinisa Akei No Mochil Vadvorim, so the Vlad Mamzeh can only accord with Rabbi Akiva. But not according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Shimon HaTimoni, not. Now, we have to understand it. True, we pass like Shimon HaTimoni. So, in other words, the vlad of Chayov Elav is not a mamzer. But we see we see that there is a connection between non-tvisas dushin and the vlad being a mamzer. So in other words, so too, we pass like shematimoni. Why do we pass like shematimoni? Because gdushin is tevez b'chayev olav. So mimele, the vlad of chayev olav is not a mamzer. But if gdushin wouldn't be tevez in certain chayev olav, then Shimrat Imoni would also concede that in this Chayav Elavim, where Kedushin for some reason is not Eifes, so the Vlad has to be a Mamza. So in other words, because the non-Tvisas Kedushin is the Simen of Arayis. Mamza is only the offspring of Elvo, of Arayis. Now Chayav Elavim, Kedushin is Eifes, so it's not Arayis. Just an Isalat. But if Kedushin is not Eifes, so then, it is a rayas. So now the question is, Shmuel says, now Rav says that Kedushin is not Tefes Yivom Leshuk. Shmuel says it is off. So why is it such a pshites that the vlad of Yivom Leshuk is not a mamzer? According to Rav, that Yivom Leshuk Kedushin is not Tefes. So the vlad should be a mamzer. The reason is why, by all chayov elavim, so Shimon HaTimoni says, and we pass like Shimon HaTimoni, that the vlad is not a mamzer because Kedushin is tevez, but Yivom Leshuk, according to Rav, Kedushin is not tevez. So the vlad should be a mamzer. And according to Shmuel, Kedushin is tevez misofik, so there is a possibility that Kedushin is not tevez, so it should be a sofik mamzer. But we see that it's a double poshut, that by Yivom Leshuk, so except according to Rav Akiva, so the vlad is not a mamza. And then Teisa says the Machshin assumed that by Yivom Leshuk the Rabbonon, the vlad is a mamza. By Yivom Leshuk, why should Yivom Leshuk there should be the Rabbonon? So we have to say because by Yivom Leshuk there is no Tvises Dushin according to Rav, or it's Sofi Tvises Dushin according to Shmuel. So Mimele, there is a Rabbon. But the question is, why only the Rabbonon? The Rai say the Vlad should be a Mamza. And the Rabbonon is only in the Salgedaitoch of the Machshin. But I'll leave it the MS. There isn't a Din Mamzeiras even with the Rabbonon. Why there should be Mamzeiras with the Rai say according to Rav? And Sofik Mamzer, according to Shmuel. So I think that I mentioned it once. So maybe I mentioned it in connection with Yivom Leshuk. I think I mentioned it in connection with Yivom Leshuk. Now there is a machlekes between the Avnei Miluim and the Pnei Yeshua. Now by Yishishish, Kedushin is not Eifes. By Yishishish. Kedushin is not Eifes by Yishishish. So of course Kedushin is not Eifes. Because Yishishish is Chayovich Rizes, is Mrs. Bezden, but Kores also. So it's an elbow like all the other Arayas. Like all the other Arayas. But suppose we can visualize an Isa Rishishish in whom there is no Mrs. Bezden, no Kores, just an Isa the Arayas. Where we can visualize it. Let's say, Chet Yashif from Chet Yobascherim, Hamures is Leved Ivri. So if somebody is booked on Chet Yashif from Chet Yobascherim, Hamures is Leved Ivri, now I mention Hamures is Leved Ivri in order to visualize an example that is beheter. So, because an Eved Ivri is Mutar B'Shifrei Knani, so Memele, there is no Iser incumbent upon him to marry a Chet Yoshif or a Chet Yobascherim. Because even the Chet Yoshif is Mutar as an Eved Ivri. He is allowed to marry a Shifrei Knani. But the same thing could be Mures as Yisroel. So is the Iser. So Chet Yoshif or a Chet Yobascherim. So Yisroel was Mikadish, and Eved Ivri Yisroel was Mikadish a Chet Yoshif from Chet Yobascherim. So the halacha is, if somebody is Goaleo, so he is Chayev a Korb, he is Chayev a Korb, a Noshim, and he is Chayev a Korb, even be Mezid. She is Leikin, Bikeres. So that's the only Asura where there is a distinction between the Chiyuv of the Baal and the Nivelis. In all other Bias Asuras, so the same Enesh that applies to the Nivelis applies to the Baal. But this is an exception. So the halacha is that if someone is Baal Shifra Charupo, Chet Yoshif from Chet Yobascherim, Amores et Leved Ivri, so then he is maybe called even be Mezid.
And she is like, but we said there isn't. Koras there isn't. So, but it's an Isar Ishishish. Because the Chetzio, in the Chetzio Baschirim, Dushni Steves. So is even the love of Lisinot. If someone is Bo, Ani Shifro Harufo, Amores is Levedivri. So there is an Isar Ishishish, but there is no Koras. So the question is, if, let's say, a Chetzio Shifro, Chetzio Baschirim, was Nukadesh is Levedivri, then another person came and is Mikadish, or is Dushin Teifes, or Dushin is not Teifes. So the Balad, the Davin Meluim says that Dushin is Teifes. The only reason as to why Dushin is not Teifes by Ishishish, generally, is because Ishishish is an elf. Why is Ishishish an elf? Because there is an Isakores. Mashayim can hear, there is no Isakores, only Kom and Malkes. So Mimele, it's like Chayav Elav. So it's Chayav Elav. So Mimele, Dushni Steifes, that the Yeshua says no. And the Yeshua's Lomdes is that by Yeshishis we don't have to resort to the Yisrael. Even without the Yisrael, even if Yeshishis hadn't been Osea, Dushni couldn't be Steifes. Why? Because she's an Ishishish, so she's Knuyo. The Baal has a Kiyanishis in her, it's a Kiyanisa. A Kiyanishis, so how can she be Mikudesh is somebody else? So let's say, by Chutz, Miplani, so she can be Mikudesh, because if he says Chutz, so that means there is a Shio. So vis-a-vis the Plani, so she's not Mikudesh. Masha'in can hear, she is Mikudesh. But there is no Isakores, just an Isalav. So maybe she cannot be Mikudeshes. Now, so, and if we say like the Pnei Yeshua, so then we can answer that Kashi very well. So, because if we say like the Pnei Yeshua, even according to Avni Miluim, we have to apply the same on this. But according to Avni Miluim, so it will not be so smooth, the whole Gemara. We see from this Gemara, that Yivom Rishuv, the Vlad of Yom Rishuv, is certainly kosher, not Imamza, except according to Rabbi Akiva. But the question is, why according to Shimon HaTimoni not, but Rav says the Dushin is not Teves v'chayav elav. And if Dushin is not Teves, so Mimele, the Vlad should be Imamza. The answer is this. According to the Pnei Yeshua from this, that by Ishishish, so Gdushin is Nateifes not only because of the Yisrael, but also because she is an Ishishish, there is a Kiyan Ishes. So Mimele, when Rav says that Gdushin is Nateifes b'Yivom Rishuv, so it's not because of the Yisrael of Yivom Rishuv. As far as the Yisrael of Yivom Rishuv is concerned, so the love of Lisiyah Ishes Hames, Hachutzoli Yizo, is not more than any other Chayav Elav. So she's not an elbow, it's just Chayav Elav. There is no Isakores by Yivom Rishuv. So Gdushin should be Teifes. But by Sheshish, Gdushin is not Teifes even when there is no cause. Let's say Shiv Haruf, Hamures is Levedivri, because of the Kiyan Ishes. So according to Rav, Yivom Rishuv, because of the Zike of the Yom, that's also like a Kiyan Ishes, Iktsas Kiyan Ishes. And that's the Pshat. Rav doesn't say it in Sarasvora. Of course, in Sarasvora he couldn't say just as by Ishishish Dushin is not even because of the Kiyan Ishes of the husband. So so by Yivome because of the Kiyan Zike of the Yovn, because there is such a big difference between Kiyan Ishes of the husband and Kiyan Zike of the Yovn. But Rav deduces it from the pasuk Luisiyeh Ishes Hamesa Chutzo, so that means Luisiyeh B'chol Havayah. So the pasuk tells us, but the pasuk. But the Zakosov is expressive of a certain halacha. It's not the Zakosov like Paradume. I mean that we can't understand it. The Zakosov of Lucia Bukhavaya is expressive of a certain halacha. In other words, in the same way as Dushni is not Teifes in Eishishish, even an Eishishish that does not involve Kores because of the Kiyanishis of the Baal. So the Torah herein tells us that Dushin is not Teifes Yivom Rishuv because of the Kiyan Zike of the Yov. But it's not because of the Yisrael. Because of the Kiyan Zike of the Yov. So mainly the blood is not in Mamzer. When is there a connection between non-tvises dushin and Mamzeres? If the non-tvises dushin emanates from the Iser, so then it's an arayet, then it's an erva. So that is the simen. It's a arayet, it's an erva. But when the non-tvises dushin doesn't emanate from the Iser, so mainly dushin is not tvises, but the blood is not a Mamzer. Not a Mamzer. Let's say the blood of an Eishishish, of a Chet Yeshiva, Chet Yeshiva, and Amreses Levedivrik. So that blood will not be a Mamzer. Not be a Mamzer. So the reason as to why Teisa says that according to the Havamine of the Makshin, so the blood of Yivom Elishuk is a Mamzer Min Rabbonon. Why should a Chachomin be Machmir? The answer is because Yivom Elishuk has something in common with all arayas. In other words, just as by all arayas Dushin is not Eves, and by Yivom Elishuk Dushin is not Eves. But there is one fundamental difference. By arayas Dushin is not Eves because of the Iser, because of the Iser. Mashenki by Yivom Elishuk, not because of the Iser, but because of the Kiyan Zikah of the Yom. So Mila Midarayas say it's not the Mamzer, but Midarabonon, the Machin, assumed that the blood is a Mamzer. But I'll leave it there. Now, all that is all right according to the Pnei Yeshua Slomdes. But according to the Avni Miluim Slomdes, that by Yeshishish itself, the reason is why Dushin is not Tefes is only because of the Yisar Ervo. So Mimele, and in Yeshishish that is not an Ervo, where there is no Kores, like Yeshiv HaRufo, so then Gdushin is Tefes. So in the mail, the question arises, why shouldn't the Vlad be Mamzer according? Why isn't the Vlad a Mamzer according to Rav? The Gdushin is not Tefes, we only shook. So according to Amluim, we also have to say that. That here the Vlad is not a Mamzer, because here there is a special Zeres HaKosov. The Gdushin is not Tefes because of the Kin and Zik of the Baal. Where is the Zeres HaKosov mentioned? In the Posik of Lysia Ishis Hames, Lysia Bechavai. So Mimele, so in the Avimruim will have to say, vis-a-vis Yivom Elishuk, that the non-tvises Dushin is not based upon the Avimruim. But according to Avimruim, it would be very strange. So by Ishishish itself, where the Baal has a real Kianishis, so they are the only reason as to why Dushin is not taken because it's Israel. But in the Shishish, where there is no Israel, no Kores, Dushni status, and Yivom Lishuk is more humble. So according to Avni Luim, we have to say that's the Xeras HaKosu of Lysia Yisus HaMes. But according to Yeshua Slomdes, it's much more smooth. Alright. Ubisofik is Shishish. So the Gemara says, the Braise says, Afal Pishenechliku Bisham Visil Vitzores Vachoyes Biket Yoshin. Ubisofik is Shishish, Ubisofik is Shishish, Ubindaros is Ishtilom in Pundike, Bikesev, Vishove Kesev, Vipute, Vishove Prute. So, all these items we know what they represent. But what is the item of Sofik is Shishish? What does it represent? So, Rashi has two pshati. One pshat is because there is a machleket between Bisham and Bisilel, whether a Nisuya can be Mimai. So, according to Bishamai, even a Ktano, who became Kodeshes, Kedushin de Rabbonon, of the Yochio, Vimo, so only if she's an Aruso she can be the man, she can annul the marriage. But if she's an Isuo, she cannot annul the marriage. And we still say that even an Isuo a Ktano, that is Kodeshes, Kedushin de Rabbonon, can annul the marriage. So the first Loshon in Rashi is that Sofik Yeshishish has reference to the Miun of an Isuo, a Ktano. Then Lishnachin Nire Shrim Rashi Kosaf Lisho Zegitach Mayim Meisim Chelize Kol Yisrayomim Nikresofik Yeshishish because there is a Machlekes Anoim. So if ultimately he does die from that sickness, so what is her status in the intervening period? The question is when he says Zegitach Mayim Meisim Chelize, does he mean that she should be migrashes immediately if ultimately he'll die from that sickness, or he means
only somach lemisase, not right now. Or it means that she is migereshes veinu migereshes. In other words, that the chaleis begins now, the chaleis agereshin, and it ends to at least. So there is a machlikas tanoim. So memela, if we say that she becomes migereshes right now, if ultimately he dies. So Mimele, if he's misyached with her in the intervening period, so then there is a machleke, so a machleke between Bisham and Bisilel, whether there is new Gdushin. So the same machleke is in the case of Amgaris Esishte Velomim Mipundike. There's the second shot. So Losh Nachar Shepiru Mipundike, then he's Shchimra, she could forget Lishte. And then he was misyached or... So, he was Bo'olel. So the question is, was he Be'el Shein Gdushin or not? So, we have that machlekes in the case of Angaras Ishid Woman in Puntike. So, Bisham, I say that she doesn't require a get, and Bisil say that she does require a get. Because, you know, don't Be'el Bilo say, Bilas Nukes. So, Losh Nachash, Bilo Kundit, and Shrimach, because at least the Vamkab didn't show Machleke, Bisham, Bisilel, Honechliku, Bimgaris, Ishwal, and Pulumke. So, this rejects that second portion of Rashi. When you hear it, the Behendia Hoshi Voche, Hayip looked at Amgaris Ishtay, Bilo, and Pulumke. Now, in regard to this thing, now, they only pass in the case. So, Tesis rejects that Pshad, because here the price enumerates Hamgaras Islam Pundike. And in addition, it enumerates Sophie Jeshish. So that means it's some other machlekes, not the same machlekes as Hamgaras Islam Pundike. Now, so, but that's no hasog against Rashi. Because true, it's the same lomdes. So in other words, Bisham I say that Odom Beil Glossy Glass News, and Bisil say, Ain't Odom Beil Glossy Glass News. But it's applied in two different situations. So one situation is in the case of Amgaris Esishtei Velono Imei Bipundike, and then there is also Machleket Bishim Bisham and Bisilel in the case where he gave her a get and he said Zegitach Mayim Emeisim Echel Ezeh. Now there is Ishides Agene. Now we pass like Bisilel.
Yivam Masamach Tes continued, 69 Shun Yivam was continued, Lamed Alar Aleph, Hetov Shin Lavov, March 2nd, 1976, Tuesday.
Very little, his son came out, so he gave advice to his son to follow the majority.
No, that's something else. That's in Mishnah Nevyes. That's in some other Tani. In something else, in regard to something else. So he told his son that he should not be neik like his father, but like the rabbi. But himself, he had the right to be neik like himself. Now, so that's another shaila. So why did he himself have the right? So it could be that over there it wasn't b'may medechot. Over there it wasn't b'may medechot. So Mimele vis-a-vis son. So he said they should follow the rabbi. But vis-a-vis himself,
So he said he certainly had a right to act in accordance with his own view. One second. Kedalai Chavecho, Omalei Eni Mavkid, Omalei Shemu Yilom Otsosabi, Omalei Lav, Masecho Yikavucho, Masecho Yichako. Alright, it was not in connection with Rabbi Gamliel. Alright. Now, the Gemara. Toshma, Dafidale Gamdal. Aval Pi She'eilo Yisri, Ve'eilo Matirim, Loi Nimlio, Bishamai Milisa Noshim Bisilel, Ve'loi Bisilom Bisham. Yamre bishleim eloyosu mishimochalim nimniu. So if loyosu bishamai kidivrayim, so in other words, so that means that bishamai succumbed to bishilel. So that's why it's loyim nimniu. Bishleim nimniu. El yamre tosu amai loyim nimniu bishleim bishamai bishilel loyim nimniu. Because let's say. Beisilel held the Tzoras Abbas is Asura to the Yom. So that means she was Materes Lishuk without an Echlit. But according to Bishamai, if any such Tzoras Abbas got married Lishuk,